Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. I am very excited. Two people that don't ask what they should be doing for this country, but actually went out and did what they could do for this country, are back with me again today. They are two of my favorite people. They tour all over with me and others, spreading the word, getting people involved for God and country. And they are amazing people doing amazing things. Thank you for joining me. The AG family. How you doing, guys? Robert and Jamie AG. How are you?
Thanks, Mel.
Doing great. Love the show,
Mel. Thank you. Thank you for coming. See, we're in a place where I think everyone's getting that there's a uniparty and there are no sides other than the patriots at this point and the globalist traitors. And you guys are definite patriots. And we have more and more people waking up every day. And what do they always ask? Well, what can I do? You know, that I'm just one person. What can I do? And you guys went to a reawakening tour almost a year ago, and you sat there and you thought you had an idea what you could do, and you went and did it. So you tell a little bit about when you first got inspired to get involved, and then we'll get into what you are doing to actually make a huge difference.
Yeah, sure. It's pretty wild testimony. You know, we didn't plan on doing what we're doing, putting up billboards all over the U.S. Right. You know, like you said, we went to the Tampa Reawaken Conference, got inspired, came back. We heard that everyone was going to be meeting down our county commissioner meeting to talk about some permitting issues. We show up, we all voice our opinion, have a victory, and realize, wow, there's power showing up and speaking up. And while we were there, we noticed they were talking about some COVID agenda items, and they were encouraging to get the jab. And we say, well, you know what? Well, we are able to make our own schedule. General contractors, stay-at-home mom. We're like, why don't we go to the next county commissioner meeting on Tuesday? And let's let them know what Dr. Jane Ruby says about this whole shot and pandemic going on. Why don't we, you know, talk about some information that we pulled from the And We Know show and that we obtained from the Reawaken America Tour conference and some material from Mel Kay, right? Let's really shock them. And we did. We pulled all that information together, and we would go for 17 weeks straight. And we just delivered to them information, constant information. That's, you know, you're able to speak in public forum, but you're also able to speak on each agenda item. And they had two COVID agenda items. So we really wore them out for a minute until they wisened up and pulled those agenda items. We could only speak during public forum. But, you know, we took an ad out in the paper. My wife said, hey, we need to take an ad out in the paper. She saw this COVID case chart. Now, my people had COVID or died from COVID in our county here.
We knew those numbers were inflated and they were lying to the people.
Right.
So she's like, why don't you do an ad that basically tells everybody how many people have died or been injured by the vaccine.
Right.
So we did that. And then she saw some papers in the trash can at the post office and was driving through town and saw a billboard.
And that's when the Lord just highlighted that billboard and said, okay, it's time. And the message needs to get out bigger.
Yeah, we're going after the children, right?
Right.
So we got to get involved. We got to do something. And she'd already figured it all out when she came to me. She already knew how much it cost. She already reached out to And We Know and said, hey, we want to put your logo up there because we're not a source of information. We need to promote other people and help get an awareness to our community where they can go to obtain more information, because we're going to be putting the VARS number up there. How many, you know, adverse reactions to the vaccine that's reported to the healthandhumanservices.gov website. Which is only 1% of what they say is actually being reported. We'll put that number up there, and we'll put somebody from a patriot from this truth movement that people can recognize, become familiar with. And that's how all this started, just trying to wake up our local community.
Yeah. And it's weird. I've been driving, as you guys have, all over the country, and you don't pay attention to, well, you pay attention to billboards, but it's subconscious. You don't really think about it until then. When I met you guys and then I saw what you were doing, now I always pay attention to billboards. I didn't realize that it was such a tool. And I, like I said, a subconscious tool. You don't even realize that it's registering, but it is. And what you guys did is, so Jamie figured everything out. She saw the billboard. She came to you. You guys are talking. You figure out you can do this. So then you use your general contractor, graphic design skills, and you came up with a way to do billboards where you could put up all this stuff. So you did one billboard, and then what happened?
Right. Well, so, you know, I'm a general contractor, right? I'm not a billboard guy. Right. However, I have some graphic design experience from my past. And so, you know, the Lord, said, hey, why don't you use those talents? Jamie said, why don't you use those talents? And I was like, okay, fine, let's do it. You know, I don't feel like I have the time to do this. I'm busy, but you know, they're coming after the children. This is war's cause for sacrifice. So let's make this happen. We put up this billboard. Next thing I know, I think my mother was actually buying a ticket to the Clay Clark Reawaken Conference in Dallas. Okay. And I had texted her at that moment when she was texting to buy the ticket, a picture of this billboard, which she sent on. She said, hey, check it out. Look what my son's doing. You know, he was inspired from the
Temple. Proud mama.
Proud mama. Clay saw that and was like, what is this guy doing? Why is he putting our logo up on a billboard? Hey, I want to talk to him. And so we get on the phone. He ended up actually wanting to talk through Zoom, and I've never done Zoom before. So I figure it out and download Zoom. And I'm on here and I'm thinking we're going to have a conversation. Next thing I know, he starts off with this open, you know, yes. Welcome
to the
board show. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we doing? So, you know, we had a great interview. And then next thing I know, LT picks that up, puts it on the In We Know show. And we're sitting there watching it, like, why are we on the In We Know show? Right. And the people, you know, this resonated so much with people. It's just not our idea, right? It's not a unique idea. So many others had the same idea. We need to put up billboards. We need to bypass the media censorship. And we got to get these messages up. But how do we do it?
Right.
And when the folks saw what we were wanting to do, they ended up donating through our Give, Send, Go crowdfunding campaign thing we had set up just for locals in our community that found out what we were doing. They wanted to help fund this local billboard. And they donated like over $35,000 overnight. I'm like, whoa, what is happening? This is amazing. And then Stu Peters calls. We have a great conversation, pray together, right? Yeah. That's what patriots do. They pray together.
Right.
And then, you know, Clay asked me to come down to the Reawaken Conference in San Antonio. And, you know, we were just going to be attending, right? We're just happy just to be there to attend. And the next thing I know, he said, hey, I want you to get up and tell everybody what you're doing. I was like, are you, Clay, I think you got the wrong person here. I don't even know what I'm doing. You want me to get in front of 3,000 people?
And he announced him as the billboard king.
Yeah.
And still, at one point, we had one billboard up.
I know. And it's so crazy because here's the thing also that you guys brought to the tour. You are a married couple that takes your kids with you. So you're like a family that didn't have the time, that you're a full-time mom. He's a contractor, very busy. You guys fit in the time. I think that it brought a sense of, because so many people that come to the tour are families and don't think they have the time. Well, you guys up there and telling what you're doing, I think inspires couples that are there. Especially now, a lot of people bring their kids to be like, well, if they could fit it in, we can fit it in. What can we do? So I think just your whole presence there had a different, I think Clay and me and everyone, we were thinking, oh, see, there's a family on stage who figured it out and are doing it together. And I think that really gave another level of inspiration. So you went to that one and then people started coming at you. And what's the crazy part is I know from my years in advertising in Hollywood, these sign companies, billboard companies tend to be very liberal. They're backed by Comcast and other ones, but people were coming to you and offering you space. So after that event, tell what happened then.
Sure. Well, you know, the thing exploded after we raised $100,000 at the San Antonio conference, which we weren't even trying to raise any money. Clay said, hey, let's raise $100,000. Next thing I know, people, they literally donated $100,000 that day.
Yeah, I know.
It was like on the money. It was amazing. That's when God said, hey, I got you. Move forward. Put up some billboards. Okay, let's do it. And the Lord sent a gentleman into our life who works with the independent billboard operators of the U.S. and he helps source them. Because like you said, Clear Channel, Lamar, these big billboard companies, they will not put this message up, but they'll put a message up to go get your kid jabbed with an experimental, you know, gene therapy vaccine, right? So we start talking to all these Patriot billboard companies around the U.S. and they were thrilled to get this message up. You know, they were giving us discounts, extending contracts, you know, giving us multiple boards for the price of one. And we just saw so much favor as we moved forward. We just started raising banners across the nation. It's absolutely incredible. Didn't get too much pushback. I think we had, you know, matter of fact, our first billboard we had here in Bonham was the first one that said, hey, we got to pull this thing down. We had like a couple phone calls. People were concerned. It's like, okay, a couple phone calls. I mean, we're talking about the lives of our children, the future of our nation. But regardless, we've had an overwhelming positive response. And then we get a phone call. My wife gets a phone call from a company in Times Square.
That's amazing. Unbelievable stuff.
And so tell them the story. What happened?
So they called me and they said, hey, we've got this prime spot. It's 3 months. Just signed a contract on it. And we had another client who had already put down over half the payment for this 3-month slot. And for whatever reason, they had to leave the country And they left all that money on the table. And they said, we just have to recoup just this small portion of $30,000. And so they offered that spot to us for 3 months for $30,000. And not only that, but now they've actually offered that same that same great deal
right.
for a couple different times now to extend the contract. So we've had that board up and going in Times Square since January.
Yeah. And it's been impactful. I'll tell you, first of all, I live right near there in New York City. So sometimes Rob and I walk by just to be like, look, it's still up. You know, we're winning. But the other thing I was saying to Jamie when I saw her last week was New York finally opened up to tourism. It hadn't, like, because New York was kind of dead and it really wasn't coming back. But now there's so many foreign tourists back here. And if you go to Times Square, you're going to see them and they're very attracted because the message coming up on your board, by the way, it's across from 1515 Broadway, which is where I work, but that's Viacom. And it's right there with all the big companies that are right in the middle of Times Square. It is not hidden, this board. It is in your face. But I see whenever I walk by, there's at least 10, 15 people looking up at it and like feeling like there it is. Why isn't anyone paying attention? This was so key. But again, all of this was God. You guys never meant to do this. This is, and also people should understand, billboards are very expensive, especially Times Square, are off the charts. Not only did you get a deal, but they keep renewing it, and they keep renewing it for a reason, because it's speaking to people. People are really seeing it. And what I love is when I walk by and I hear 10 different languages, you know, all in the same direction, pointing up at your board, because you have not just do you help promote other creators like me and Clay and we know and all of them, but you also put up messages that nobody else is seeing, but people want to see. And it's amazing. So tell me about the feedback.
Yeah. You know, and the tourism is increasing right now.
Yeah.
And I know that because they just increased the price of the billboard. They said, hey, we're no longer in that COVID, block of, cost for these boards, because there's just not as much, you know.
Right. Because there's a lot more traffic.
A lot more traffic. Yes. And so that's a good thing, right? Because there's going to be more eyes on it. But yeah, you know, we didn't seek this out. They actually came to us and we didn't have I like to tell the story because this is how God orchestrates things. You know, he brought us this board. We didn't have the money to pay for that initial $30,000. And I felt like the Lord said, hey, you know, you take care of it. I want to test your faith on this and I will take care of you. All right. So, you know, we put it on our American Express, our personal card. Boom. 2 days later, a gentleman calls, said, hey, I heard you're up in Times Square. Tell me the story. Tell him the story. And he goes, oh, no. You did the right thing, but that's not your responsibility. And he wired $30,000 into our account. Like, wow. You know, the Lord is faithful, right?
Yeah.
And what's amazing about this board, it's a corner board on the side of the ABC.
On the side, right.
Towering over all the other boards. And the fact that it's, you know, towering over all the other boards, it's a corner board, kind of like a cornerstone.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's two boards in one. So it's almost like double portion, right? Because you can get multiple messages up at the same time. You know, there's so many aspects of this board, which is absolutely amazing. And, you know,
it's got to be ordained by God, because you can see it from 100%. All angles. People have to understand there's so much in that space in Times Square. This board, you cannot not see it.
Yes. Yes. And it's so amazing what we're able to do with this board and the different messages that we're able to get up. Because not only do we put up the VARS number on that sideboard, and it updates every Friday, or, you know, each week we update those numbers, but we're also able to promote other messages of truth. We're able to lift up other patriots in our community. You know, we've had 2,000 mules on there. We called the free Arthur Pulowski in Canada. We've had messages up there for Mary Crowley during the day of Pentecost,
right?
When there was an event going on.
Best for choice, the first responders,
bravest for choice.
Mm-hmm. Bravest for choice.
Right. I mean, it's all of it. And it is, I'm telling you, you guys are really being led, because now I am pretty sure people in Canada, people all over the world are now looking at this and thinking, wow, that's a great idea. And I could do that too. Now, other people can get involved. This is an amazing thing. First of all, the quality is equal to any big company out there that's doing billboards, Clear Channel, whatever they are. It's the same quality as driving down Sunset Boulevard, or your quality of your billboards, which is also another thing. Because when I drive across country, there are some billboards that, you know, they look like somebody drew it and like put it up there, and, you know, they're promoting like something like that. These are like five-star beautiful billboards. The creation is so nice. The message is amazing. And it's truly a way that other people can get involved. So if people out there, can people in local communities all over the country, can they contact you to help to get, if they have a billboard in their area, are you willing to help somebody get the everything they need to have a billboard up in their local community? Because that's needed right now.
Yes. We currently have about 800 different locations and probably more coming here soon. We just started working with and got some approvals through a larger company that has way more locations.
Oh, that's great. So
those will be coming up as well. But right now we have about a list of about over 800.
Yeah. And these are locations that we can put the message up on, right? You know, we've been up on, we've had over 175 billboards live.
Right.
Right. But these are locations that are approved, ready to receive this message. They've already said, hey, we will run these types of messages. Great. And so you have to go through an approval process, right? You can't just throw this up on anybody's billboard.
No.
And so we've already done that legwork. We've already secured those locations. And we have had people contact us. They've had billboards in their area. We'll get in touch, or they can get in touch with that billboard company and, you know, direct them to our website. The billboard message of, you know, what we're putting up on these road boards are right there in our header. They get an approval. You know, we'll get the message up if funds allow. And if funds don't allow, we've had a lot of folks that they fund their own billboards. We had one lady that's funded this billboard in New Jersey, I think, for months. She just keeps it rolling. She just kind of wake up her community. It's amazing. So that's definitely one way you can get involved. And that's what's amazing about Banners for Freedom. It's a way for we the people to get involved together collectively to raise a banner of truth across this nation. We can say, hey, we did this. Yeah. Right. Because we're the army of the Lord, and we're all marching forward in this battle, raising these banners, and we're calling on the Lord to fight this battle. Right. Because ultimately he will do it, but he wants to do it in relationship with us. You know, so he wants us to, you know, get involved in any way that we can. And this is a real unique and really easy way to get involved, because you can just do it financially, but you're still being a part of this message going out. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. When you go to Banners for Freedom, it's really amazing. You guys have hit everything. I know the Georgia Guidestones was up in Times Square, and people are clapping.
There's a wild story about that.
Well, people are clapping down the street, you know, and then it's just been, and there's been a lot. You put up Bible verses, which people are happy to see. People, the cancellation of God, the war on God is very obvious. And you guys will put up whatever it is that'll motivate and inspire people. And it really does. And I'm sure all over the country. And like you said, if you donate or you get involved with Banners for Freedom, you're on the team. That's your billboard. That's your banner. You're on God's army. You're on the front lines because you are part of spreading the message. And what happened with the Georgia Guidestones story?
Mel, every one of these Times Square board ads that go up, there's a story behind it. I could talk to you for hours, and they're absolutely fascinating because, you know, we don't want to just put up any message, just to put up a message. There's a lot of messages that can go up, but we want the appropriate message that the Lord wants up that week, right? And so I try to wait and try to hear him on what that is. And I didn't have a board going up last week. I was already, you know, a day or two late submitting the files. I'm like, I don't have anything. I don't want to just put up a random message.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Lord, you know, you got to help me out here. And I felt like he said, Sheila Holm. I was like, Sheila Holm. Yeah. You know, we recently met her, wonderful woman. She's doing amazing work to wake up this nation. And I'm trying to think, okay, so what do I put up? And I really wasn't getting anything. I was like, you know, we'll put up, because she had just done a book called For the Sake of America. And I like that title, right?
Yeah.
For the Sake of America. And it has this flag on the front. And it was, you know, during the 4th of July week.
Right.
And it was real patriotic. So I just kind of blew that graphic up. It really wasn't advertising a book. It was more the message.
Yeah, sure.
And so put that up, animated the flag. It was really cool. And then, you know, had her logo and just directing people, you know, to her as a source of information. But I didn't feel like it was complete. I knew it wasn't complete, but I had to send it off. It was like 2:00 in the morning on Tuesday. We're in a hotel driving to Virginia Beach at the conference. And I just hit send. I'm like, let's get it rolling. 2 hours later, the Georgia Guidestones fall. And I had no, I mean, of course I had no idea. Nobody had any idea that dry stones were coming down the next day or that same day. Right. I wake up in the morning to a message actually from Sheila Holm. She texts me.
Oh, wow.
Goes, you won't believe what just happened. Check out this photo, the Georgia Guidestone. One of them just blew up.
Just a side note. She didn't know at all that we were putting her up on.
Oh, Times wow. That's so crazy.
So the fact that she sent the message.
Right. Oh my God. Yeah. You guys have been totally led by God. Everything comes like together at the last minute. This is all of your stories.
It's absolutely wild. Yeah. I had just enough time to call New York, say, hey, I need to add something into this before it goes live. And I was able to get a little aerial view of the stone down, put that in there and see Sheila Holm. She's a Georgia Guidestone gal.
Right.
She's written like 7 books over it. She travels all over the U.S. talking about the Georgia Guidestones. So just absolutely amazing to
that's
be able
awesome.
To showcase that wow. last week. And then the one that's up this week, George. Well, you know, it was wild how that came together. So I'm actually at dinner with Sheila Holm on Saturday night, last night of the conference, sitting there, some other people there. There was a lady there we never met before, really nice. And, you know, we leave and I'm like, hey, so who's that lady that we were hanging out with there? Rachel, I believe was her name. And we find out her website or, you know, podcast she does and went to it. And I pulled up a video just to see what she's, you know, talking about. And the first video I click on, she pulls up a magazine and it's the George magazine. And it's got President Trump on what just Trump at that point, because it was, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. And as soon as I saw that, I knew that's what needs to go up in Times Square. And I don't know how I knew, but I knew it just needed to happen. Right. And so I was like, okay, so what am I going to do with this? You know, how am I going to incorporate this into the board? The next morning, we're getting ready to leave. Sheila calls us, hey, I'm going to have lunch before I head up to Philly. We meet her for lunch and I tell her what I was thinking about doing. She goes, you're kidding me. You're going to put George up this week? I was like, yeah. She goes, they just announced at the conference the new George magazine,
right?
I was like, really? Wow. I missed that. I didn't know Gene Ho made the announcement and all that. And I was like, do you have a picture of the cover? And she showed me on her cell phone a picture. And it was President Trump with a light,
right?
Paul Revere. And I was wanting to put up the original one with Trump on there, with Tiffany Blue and all that.
Yeah.
I was like, this would be perfect. Now, Sheila, can you give me a copy of that? And anyway, she gets me in contact with all of them and we're able to get those images and put that message up in Times Square. And it's just so appropriate for this week with the release of George.
I worked in that building right across from the billboard on 1515 Broadway when the original George was launched. And I worked at the time for Cindy Crawford, who was on the cover as George Washington with the original George. So now the 20 years later, the billboard's right up again, almost exactly where it was then, which is crazy.
You know, and you know, that's the thing. He's using anybody right now. You know, we're not qualified to do this. He's qualifying the unqualified. He's given divine blueprints. He's making things happen. He's just looking for simple people to step forward and say, hey, Lord, use me.
Yeah.
And, you know, use me in however way you see fit. And you know, a simple sacrifice will go a long way. And it's really neat to be doing this hand in hand with y'all, the Patriots, with the Lord, you know, with this nation, and looking forward to where it's going.
But again, yeah, I keep saying to everyone, people, when's this going to happen? When's that going to happen? I keep saying it doesn't matter. God, everything will happen in God's time. God's not going to come down to planet Earth and fight the battle to save America and the world, basically, for us. He needs his soldiers down here to do it. And that's what we're doing. And the reason I love your guys' story so much and want to keep bringing it out and promoting it is because everyone has something. You guys had no idea that you could do this. And it's been such an amazing success all over the country. People are talking about these everywhere. All the creators are so grateful for you putting them up. I see it on Truth Social all the time, people thanking you guys. And it's making a real impact. And it's like the smallest thing, the idea that Jamie had, and then you were like, okay, let's try it, has turned into a movement. And the bigger it gets, the better, because I really believe that it's all these little pieces, but they're not little. They start little, but they're expanding and they're getting energy and enthusiasm. And I think people out there that are looking how to use their skills and their entrepreneurs' abilities and their creativity to get involved are very inspired by the two of you. And I'm so grateful to know you and for what you're doing. And anything to say to the people today. And I encourage everyone to go to Banners for Freedom. We're going to have the links below. And if you can donate, great. If you want them to put up a billboard in your area, get in touch. if you want to get involved in any way, this is one of the best ways, because then you can call your friends and say, look what I did. I'm on the front lines. This is a billboard I participated in or I contributed to. And anywhere you are in this country, especially if you're in a very, very blue state, we need you to put up a billboard. So any last words for the people?
Sure. You know, just be encouraged that God's got a plan for you. You know, had we not went to that conference, had we not got involved in our county commission meeting, had we not put up that first billboard, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today. And he didn't show us what we were going to be doing, right? You know, he reveals it as you walk with him. So keep moving forward. Keep, you know, whatever your hands find themselves to do each day, do it with all your might. Right. And trust in him that he has a plan and a purpose. And you know, this whole movement that we're involved in is about putting away our differences, putting away competition, coming together, lifting each other up and uniting together in unity to face these giants and to win. And we are going to win. We already are winning. And it's really exciting.
I agree. And like I said, you bring your kids with you. You guys are such a patriotic couple, patriotic family. And I think that's inspiring other families out there to get involved and figure out how as a team, a husband and wife, they can, you know, take both their skills and get involved. And I'm really, every time I see you guys, I'm so inspired. And I know everyone else is. I think you've been one of the best additions to the touring, because you're not just touring with Clay. You go to other people's events as well. You have your own events. You guys are also very spiritual. You have your own revival events at your own property. So, you know, it's a whole new life that God is leading you on. And you guys really stepped up to the plate. Jamie, just any last words for the people out there that are wives and mothers and grandmothers and thinking, what can I do? Any inspiration for them?
Yeah. Just step up, arise, mama bears. It's time. We've got to protect our children from all the evils that are coming out of, you know, at us at any given time.
Right.
But you can make a difference. You can protect your children and just fight, continue to fight. And this is the best wild God adventure that I've ever been on. And
I'm just waiting
for more people to jump on board with everything that all the Patriots are doing. You guys, you know, Clay, General Flynn, everybody needs help in this fight.
Right.
And we've got to do it together.
Yeah. And thank you so much, guys, for being such a great big part of it. And you're only going to keep growing. And Banners for Freedom, they are, you guys are so popular. Everyone loves you. I see everyone telling you how much they love you on Truth Social. It's way more than your banners. It's the inspiration and the truth and the resolute nature of who you are that is really bringing it to light. So thank you so much for being here. Everyone, please check them out. I will see you guys in Rochester. Are you going to be there?
Yes.
Perfect.
Lord willing.
I know. We show up. You show up and we show up like we just drove 25 hours.
Right.
It's worth it. It's worth. We see a lot of billboards along the way too. So yeah. That's good stuff. So we'll see you in Rochester. Thank you so much, both of you. Have a great rest of your weekend and enjoy your family. You're the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mel. Bless you.
Right. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank Great Reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned Great Reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now. please visit our friend Andrew and his team at Beverly Hills Precious Metals at melkgold.com. That's melkgold.com. I don't always talk about why I decided to partner with Mel K Superfoods, but I have a good friend of mine. You guys know her too, Ann Vandersteel. We were at an event and I'm looking at her thinking, what did you do different? She's glowing. She's so full of energy. And she told me about this amazing program. I didn't know. I just knew that I had seen her a month before, and a month later, she's on this program. And I said, I want whatever she's doing, whatever she has. And I got involved with Superfoods. I learned about it. You've seen my friend Raven on here before. She is an organic farmer who's very involved in the company. Really broke down for me how special these products are, where they come from, and what they could do. And within a short period of time, I felt like I too was feeling like I had an extra amount of energy. I felt that I was internally feeling like I had more digestion. I used to have different kinds of digestive issues. They all kind of went away. I didn't notice my hair, my nails, my skin. It all was improving. And the only thing that I had done was I added superfoods to my daily regimen. And that has been a total game changer for me in so many ways, including it is an excellent weight loss program if you are looking to lose weight, which I was when I first started, and you continue to maintain. And it's a completely regimented, easy to follow, results-oriented program, but then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. At this point, it is to me like a part of waking up and going to work is also using my superfoods and doing my regimen. And I look forward to joining you guys on your journey to health and fitness as I'm on my journey to health and fitness. And we could not recommend it more. This is something that I really love and has really, really enhanced my life and my lifestyle. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.